Good morning. I'm Tommy Howe, and welcome to another edition of Tree Huggers International from the studios of KBZT, FM 94.9 in San Diego. Tree Huggers International is a weekly natural science and environmental affairs program dedicated to the preservation of parks, wilderness, and special places. From the beaches to the mountains to the deserts, this is Tree Huggers International. Be careful and use this show with caution, because you might just learn something. We are living in an era of cut-to-the-bone budgets for national forests, and at a time when recreation and overall use of national forests is exploding, the Forest Service is being tasked with more duties than ever, and with dwindling staff, it has grown more and more difficult for national forests around the country to handle not only traditional expected duties like fire suppression, law enforcement, trail maintenance, upkeep of facilities and historical resources, but also enforcing Forest Service guidelines and policing areas experiencing damaging misuse or neglect. Fortunately for the San Bernardino National Forest, they are assisted in their mission by the San Bernardino National Forest Association, which complements their efforts of hazardous fuels reduction and watershed recovery by bringing in volunteer forces and associated funding to help with restoration. In addition to help staffing and maintaining facilities like the Big Bear Discovery Center and the National Children's Forest, the association also works with Forest Service botanists and biologists and brings in those all-important volunteers from around the community to help with projects, freeing up Forest Service personnel to focus on other duties. Sarah Miggins is the executive director of the San Bernardino National Forest Association. She's joined us on the program before, and we've been wanting to have the association back on Tree Huggers International to talk about their current projects. So joining us today is Allison Bates, the deputy director of the San Bernardino National Forest Association. And joining Allison is Jen McGeehan, the retail manager and buyer for the association. Allison, Jen, very nice to have the two of you here today. Welcome to Tree Huggers International.
Thank you.
For those who aren't familiar with the area or who missed the show with Sarah, we should talk about the areas within the San Bernardino National Forest. I mean, that encompasses the bulk of three Southern California mountain ranges, the San Bernardino Mountains, the San Jacinto, and also the Santa Rosa Mountains, with the urbanized areas of the Coachella Valley and Banning Pass in between the San Bernardinos and the San Jacintos and the Santa Rosas to the south. Basically, I-10 and Banning Pass bisects the National Forest. And then there's three ranger districts.
We have the Front Country, which is encompasses the Lytle Creek area. There's a lot of use there. It's probably the highest use as far as our off-highway vehicle program. We have our Mountaintop District, which is very common. That's where our ski areas are. We have Snow Summit, Bear Valley, Bear Mountain. There's a lot going on there, so that's a really popular winter destination. And we also have the San Jacinto. It's over by Coachella Valley.
And those are really remarkable geologic areas. I mean, two of the highest summits in Southern California are within that national forest. Talk to me about your duties as deputy director for the association.
Well, I oversee operations for three of our divisions. That includes the National Children's Forest, our off-highway vehicle volunteer program, and also the Big Bear Discovery Center. Major operations include, you know, working at the visitor center daily, overseeing volunteers, working with staff, but also looking at new funding strategies and developing partnerships. And that's really key to us right now, is developing new partnerships in this economy.
Who do you extend the outreach to for those new development opportunities?
We're having to look at corporate. In some places, you know, we might go to a company that has very similar needs. For example, Yamaha has been a huge corporate partner of ours. Not only do they sit on our board of directors, but we've been able to secure some in-kind services through their marketing department. And also, we're getting the word out about safety and making sure that their users are informed and staying on the trail when they're out in the forest.
Yeah, that's important. Jen, can you talk about your work as retail manager? What kind of materials and products are you buying?
Well, my primary responsibilities are to oversee the retail stores, and we actually have eight. We're not only on the San Bernardino National Forest, we've also extended a helping hand to the Angeles. So we have stores in Grassy Hollow, Mount Baldy. We are in Wrightwood. We also then have four locations on the San Bernardino. And basically, I'm responsible for selecting and purchasing merchandise, books, maps, and merchandise that's relevant to nature and educational in regards to the animals, the flora, the fauna, the Native American communities that have been there. And then I oversee all the marketing efforts, the staffing, the displaying, any special promotions. The job grew from a part-time job to a full-time job through the years.
Now, you've been with the association for 5 years. Did you start off as a part-time employee?
I started off as a 30-hour, that this job was going to be a 30-hour a week job. And pretty quickly, it expanded as we took on the Angeles stores, and then also just developing programs that would really help get the word out about the unique merchandise and shopping opportunities that are there. We do have the largest collection of books that are relevant to the mountains and the area. We have really literally every title. And so people can come there and find the books that they're looking for. Same thing with the maps. We have, I think, 46 or 47 titles from 8 different map companies. So we're very extensive in that area. So firstly, to provide the basic information that people need to be able to enjoy their forest. And then beyond that, interesting things, interpretive things for children, toys that are relevant to the animals that you can find in the forest. I have a great selection of jewelry that promotes nature. We have a large equestrian community in Big Bear. There's over 2,000 horses on the mountaintop. And so we do carry things for the equestrian and the hikers and bikers and climbers and whatever your love is. I mean, even if you just like to decorate your cabin in a nature-oriented motif, you can find all kinds of great things. I had a customer the other day that spent a couple $100s and she bought 2 pillows, a blanket, and some placemats that were all done in a beautiful nature theme, and they were thrilled. It's that kind of thing.
What are some of the duties that Forest Service personnel are better able to focus on when they're working in conjunction with an association like the SBNFA?
Well, I'd say the area that we mostly complement the Forest Service is in the education capabilities. And that's an area that's kind of an added bonus in a lot of federal agencies. And they're not always able to fulfill that in the capability they'd like to. So an interpretive association like ours enables field staff to spend more time researching, studying, working their forestry duties. We work a lot with the biologists, and we work in conjunction with them, making sure that we are educating the public in a relevant way. So we really just enable most of the scientists to be in the field more, and then we can take people and educate them about what the forest has to offer.
Now let's change gears a little bit here, and why don't you talk to me about what Forest Care is?
Forest Care is a wonderful program, and it's actually a three-way partnership with the Forest Service, our association, and CAL FIRE. And what we're doing, you know, we have wildfire is a big problem in this region and all across the West, really. One of the things that we're able to do is help homeowners thin their trees to have a more fire-safe property.
Right.
Where the Forest Service generally has contractors and their own employees thinning out on the national forest, that doesn't necessarily protect our communities. So our Forest Care office enables homeowners to receive 75% reimbursement for thinning out their trees. And we come and we do all the work for you.
It's very expensive to drop a tree. When we were building our home in Big Bear City, that you have those huge pine trees. They can be over 100 feet tall. And when the bark beetle came in years ago and started to kill a lot of those pine trees, it would have been $2,000 just to take down the one tree in our front yard that was dying. And so now with Forest Care, residents are reimbursed up to 75%. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars to an individual homeowner.
Allison, I find it really remarkable. You came from about as far away in the United States, the continental U.S. as you could, to come to Southern California. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, I've always liked to travel and see new places, and I'd visited the West Coast several times. I grew up in a small town outside of Portland, Maine, and I just love to travel. And, you know, thanks to the internet, you're able to find jobs in lots of different places. So I found a position, and I moved to Lake Arrowhead back in 2003. Sight unseen. Of course, phone interviews are wonderful. And I've been here ever since. I didn't know what to expect. I moved into a community that was very different than where I'd grown up. But there's a really compelling need, I think, in Southern California for environmental education. And the work we do is hard. not everybody understands the issues that we're promoting, but that's part of what keeps me here. I have a very close connection with the Northeast, and I miss the Northeast, but there's something about Southern California that is just a draw. There's so much work to be done and so many young people to inspire. It's really exciting.
Jen, you are a Southern California native.
I am.
You're from Orange County originally, and you are a fan of horses. You have horses,
yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I'm equestrian. I've had a horse since I was 8, and actually the horse I have now is 27, and I've had him 20 years.
And there's a lot of good trails for riding horses in the San Bernardino National Forest?
Oh, yes. It's fantastic. You can get onto the Pacific Crest Trail. You can ride in the National Forest. You just never know what you're going to see out there. I've come upon a herd of 40 burros. I've seen bobcat, deer, coyote. I don't carry a gun. And I've never met a person that I felt I needed to have a gun for, but it's always exciting. And the view up in the National Forest is fantastic. And if you're brave enough to go out after a snowstorm, there's just nothing like it.
The San Gorgonio Wilderness alone is mm-hmm. just really stunning. You would never know you're in Southern California, and it is a great place to be on horseback.
Yeah. And there is the Los Vaqueros de la Montaña Riding Club, which has been around for I don't know how many dozens of years. We have horse shows, gymkhanas, reining, cow sorting, all kinds of fun things through the summer. So it's great. It's a great equestrian place. Oh, and then, of course, across the lake, you can go to the zoo, which is the only zoo in the mountains in the United States, as I understand it. It's fantastic. I mean, we have things that people cannot imagine. We've got buffalo. We've got grizzlies. We've got cougar and every kind of species of wildlife you can find in the forest. We have at this wonderful little zoo up there called the Moon Ridge Zoo.
See, it sounds like all the wildlife you see when you're on your horse.
Exactly. I'd rather have it behind the fence.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, this is Tree Huggers International, broadcast from the studios of KBZT, FM 94.9 in San Diego. I'm Tommy Howe, and we're joined in the studio today by Allison Bates, the Deputy Director for the San Bernardino National Forest Association, and also Jen McGeehan, the Retail Buyer and Manager for the San Bernardino National Forest Association. If you'd like more information on the San Bernardino National Forest Association, go to www.sbnfa.org. That's sbnfa.org. Another good website for the association is nationalforestassociation.org. That's nationalforestassociation.org. And you can call the San Bernardino National Forest Association at area code 909-382-2790. That's 909-382-2790. And that'll get you to the Big Bear Discovery Center. And then there's another component of the website for the San Bernardino National Forest Association, and that involves kind of an online store. Is that correct?
Yes. The store is called the Adventure Outpost. It has been a part of the Big Bear Discovery Center and the San Bernardino National Forest Association to some degree, pretty much since its inception. Basically is a complement to the efforts that the association is trying to handle with the Forest Service, but it's just expanded. And so we are at adventureoutpost.org, or you can get to it through the sbnfa.org or nationalforestassociation.org. There's lots of ways to get there. And I think we probably have 250-300 items, primarily the books and the maps. All the key books and the maps are on there, as well as gifts and toys, you know, music, jewelry, and a lot of Smokey. We carry
right.
a full line of the Smokey Bear products.
That's great.
Yeah.
Would you say that the Big Bear Discovery Center and the National Children's Forest are two of the association's showpiece projects? Would that be an accurate description?
As far as visitor centers, I would say so. Each of our programs is very unique and creative and has a lot of really neat things to offer, but both of those are visitor centers. Also, our fire lookout towers are kind of miniature visitor centers. Mm-hmm. So that's another neat way to see the forest from a completely different perspective.
My husband and I actually stayed at Morton Peak at the bottom of Highway 38 for Valentine's Day about 3 or 4 years ago.
Outstanding.
And I'm telling you, if you are looking for a unbelievably unique, nature-oriented experience, I would recommend that. It's the cheapest rate going. I think it was like $40 a night or $50 a night, and it's just amazing to be up there and to be able to look out at night and see the lights, and then watching out for the bears in the morning because you could have a deposit at the bottom of the stairs and be able to hike out there, and it's an amazing experience. Yeah. You must have an adventuresome spirit, or else you probably won't enjoy it because it's not the Ritz.
Well, the great thing about fire lookouts is you know the view is going to be dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Whether it's Strawberry Peak or Tokwitz and the San Jacinto Range, which is another amazing lookout as well. You know, the two of you have been with the association for 5 years. Have you noticed a change in recreation habits in that time among your visitors?
I'm seeing more day use visitors.
Yeah.
And I think this is a trend that's happening probably across the country, but especially in our forest because we're so close to a massive urban population. It's easy to come up for the day. And more, you know, you try to drive up and down the mountain on a Saturday, it'll take you, you know, a lot more time because people are pulling over and just having a good time enjoying our forest, even if it's only for a couple of hours. And we encourage people to come up and just see what we have to offer.
I don't encourage you to come up without chains in your car. And we also don't encourage you to pull off to the side of the road to put those chains on without being really careful, because we're seeing a lot of challenges in that people who don't drive the mountains regularly don't really know how to handle the experience. And they do dumbo things, and then there's accidents and all kinds of clogs and problems. So really, you do need to come up with chains in your car.
And safety is really important, and that's one reason you should come to our visitor centers, because our interpreters can teach a lot about safety, whether it's how to drive mountain roads with our OHV volunteer program or how to be safe while you're hiking in the woods.
Now, the two of you live in the Big Bear area.
Right.
Do you really feel there's a close-knit sense of community that you may not get in larger urban areas?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It's a very tight community, and that shows, I think, whether you live there or you're a visitor. It's a very supportive community of each other.
I'll tell you a funny story. You're on the radio, KBHR, and they're talking about the Rottweiler that's running down Big Bear Boulevard. Now, if this is your dog, they have it over at Napa. So get over to Napa and pick up your dog.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, stuff like that. There's no freeways, and there's just about 7 or 8 lights, and so it's great to live in that small community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll tell you, we did just have a very large snowstorm, and, you know, it brought our community together. Mm-hmm. We're out shoveling everybody's driveways together. You know, many hands make light work, and it was not light work, but, you know, you meet your neighbors, and it's just a very supportive community, especially for the population that may not be able to shovel their own driveway. You know, people banding together.
Mm-hmm. And having lived up there for the time that you have, what are some outdoor destinations or maybe some trails that you really enjoy taking, or when someone comes to visit you, where do you like to take them?
Well, there's a lot of great hiking trails. You can come to the Big Bear Discovery Center and go on a free guided nature walk with one of our volunteer naturalists, and they'll give you just kind of an overview of the forest, what to expect, and maybe where you should go hiking. And right from the Discovery Center, we connect to the Cougar Crest Trail, which is one of our most popular hiking trails. It's a great couple-hour hike. It's about 4 miles round trip, and that's a wonderful trail. But we have just a plethora of mountain biking. There's rock climbing, cross-country skiing. There's so much to do in our forest.
I wanted to mention that the Big Bear Discovery Center is located on the North Shore. There's the South Shore, which is where the town is, and then you cross over and you're on the North Shore, which will lead you into Fawnskin. So the Discovery Center is on the North Shore, and there's a wonderful hiking, biking path that runs right along the lake. And there's some picnic areas. Juniper Point is a fantastic place to go with your family. They've put in a good public restroom right now. The facilities are really good. Then you can take an extension of that path and go into the forest and experience nature firsthand. But for me, if I'm not riding my horse or at the Discovery Center, I'm at the lake because it is a gorgeous, gorgeous lake to enjoy through the summer, even the winter.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do offer canoe and kayak tours for those of you who may not have ever been to the lake or you're not quite sure where to get your boats. So we do a guided tour for 2 hours, which is a wonderful experience.
You guys really are busy.
Yeah.
We are.
Man.
But we want to take time to enjoy our area. I mean, it's one thing to work there. It's another thing to make sure and get out. And I mean, Sarah, didn't she win the snowshoe thing that we had a few years? What was
that? Yeah, it was a snowshoe competition.
Yeah, she won that thing. It was amazing. We're always involved in with everything that's going on.
I'm still amazed she did Mount San Gorgonio as a day hike. I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah, we don't do that.
And biggest lodgepole pine. That's on the south side of the lake, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. There's just some beautiful trails. You have to come up and check it out.
And the bed and breakfast places to stay along the lake, Big Bear has the best B&Bs.
And we do have two resorts that really support our nonprofit. Mm-hmm. The Northwoods Resort, which is right in the village, Big Bear Lake Village. And it's got accessibility to the ski areas within walking distance of coffee shops and the whole downtown area. Also, Lake Arrowhead Resort and Spa is a huge supporter of our nonprofit. And we do offer guided interpretive programs for free at the resort every week, year round.
Talk to me about some of the current projects and initiatives the San Bernardino National Forest Association has got going on right now.
Well, one of our biggest projects that folks probably hear a lot about is our Forest Aid Project, and that encompasses a lot of forest restoration. We plant trees with the community. We plant trees with our children's forest program. We have a small greenhouse and tree nursery where our youth learn how to collect seed. Working alongside Forest Service biologists, we then germinate those seeds and grow them for several years in our greenhouse and our nursery facilities. And then we engage with the community to plant those trees and different native shrubs, all native species. So it's a really neat citizen science project, not only for our youth volunteers, but engaging their families. And we've also brought this project to our local schools. They have the opportunity to join our staff in tree planting projects throughout the springtime. So that's one of our really great programs.
How many trees did we plant last year in the forest aid planting program?
Well, we planted over 20,000 trees.
Yeah, and this year it starts again, and we really need the volunteers to come out. And you know, I wanted to tie that in. I'm sure a lot of people out in the radio listening community are aware of the Disney volunteer program that's being heavily advertised on in various media. And San Bernardino National Forest Association has tied in with them. Basically, if anybody wants to do any kind of volunteer work, tree planting is a big one, but there's a variety of other volunteer opportunities that a person can do in just one day. They go onto the Disney website and they sign up through SBNFA. There'll be a link. And then they will communicate that back to us. They will get signed up once they've actually fulfilled their day, and a day can be just as few as 4 hours. Once they fulfilled that commitment, then we let Disney know, and Disney sends them a one-day pass to any of the parks. So a family could actually come up to Big Bear and plant some trees.
They could come to the Big Bear Discovery Center. Mm-hmm. We have lots of different interpretive programs. They could help us with a trash cleanup. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot that they can do, and that's probably on the website. Yep. And then once that's fulfilled, the family of four can get a free day at Disneyland. And what is that worth? A couple hundred dollars or more?
You know, another program that we have right now that's really gained a lot of attention and a lot of momentum in the last, 2 years, really, is our Urban Conservation Corps. And that is based out of the city of San Bernardino. And we have 120 young folks from the city of San Bernardino all the way through Barstow. And they're engaged in conservation projects in addition to being part of a prevention program, just really encouraging healthy lifestyles. And this is part of a workforce development program. We are funded. We did get some stimulus money through the Recovery Act, which was wonderful. We have an AmeriCorps program as well. So we have young folks that are able to engage in stewardship and service activities after school and then on the weekends. And when they turn 18, they're able to get involved with our AmeriCorps program. And that's been really instrumental. Every single one of those youth were unemployed prior to us having this program available. So it's been a really great thing. We're really helping people from the area find local jobs as well as really engage in that stewardship ethic.
That's outstanding. And stewardship is one of my favorite words, too. That's great.
Ours, too. I love being able to walk my dogs on forest trails without having to drive anywhere. It's quiet. It's beautiful. You know, the air is clean. We've got the lake right there. I'm just very fortunate. It's great.
I just like the more country feel, the more, you know, stepped back out of the craziness of city life. It's just amazing to me that Big Bear still exists. I think it's something we've got to preserve. We've got to be on the offense in preserving our national forests and our quieter way of doing things, because I don't think people really do that well when they're living on top of one another. Coming from Yorba Linda in a more rural area, basically from the time I was 8, you know, when people come to the mountains, they come to get away from it all. And they really are able to do that unless you come on a Memorial Day, 4th of July, or Labor Day. You can come up and you can get away from it all and you can calm yourself down and then charge yourself back up.
Talk to me about the San Bernardino National Forest Association membership campaign. This is something new.
It is. We've done membership campaigns in the past, and just the end of 2009, we relaunched membership. And this is a way for our supporters to get involved, to stay current with our news, what's happening, and also get some really great benefits. And I'll turn it over to Jen to talk about how we can, you know, sign up for a membership. But it's something that you can do to support our organization.
We're really just trying to make it as easy as humanly possible. Let's say a family comes up to Big Bear and they sign up to participate in a nature walk or stargazing or some special nature program, and it costs them a small amount of money. They can then take that receipt. They can go into the store. If they buy a few things in the store, we add that together. If they make a small donation, boom, they're a member. They get a discount shopping card where they can save 10% on certain kinds of merchandise. They'll get our quarterly newsletter, and they just stay in the loop with what's going on. We have a seedling program, and we will plant a tree in their name. They could give that as a gift. We give them a certificate, and you support the National Forest Association. People ask, well, where does the money go? Well, we have 6 programs that we support that the Forest Service no longer has to deal with, so we support those. And the income from the store and from the programs all go into the National Forest Association, and that's how things are paid for.
And we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and mm-hmm. with your membership or donation, you can receive a tax-deductible receipt.
Talk to me real quickly about the summer music program, because it'll be here before we know it.
Many people have never been to a concert in an amphitheater in the middle of the forest, and we sit at almost 7,000 feet. We have this wonderful amphitheater, and we will offer 4 wonderful concerts this summer. So definitely come check it out. We start in June. We go through Labor Day, and we will have a big bluegrass festival at the end of July. So make sure you check out our website. We will have our lineup there, and we'll have some great bands.
Sort of like the Greek theater in a smaller version. Very romantic. Sometimes you can dance. You can't beat the price.
No, it's very affordable.
Cannot beat
Nothing's
the price.
Over $25 yeah. for tickets. Yeah. And again, it goes back to support the nonprofit and keeping our education programs going.
And the setting is really nice up there, too.
It's unbeatable.
Allison Bates, Jen McGeehan, I have really enjoyed having the two of you on the program.
Thank you.
You've done Sarah proud.
Thank you.
Thank you to the San Bernardino National Forest Association for being a friend of a Tree Huggers International, too. We really appreciate it. And it was just great having you guys on the program today.
Thank you.
Have a safe drive home, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap things up for this week's edition of Tree Huggers International. Thanks once again to Allison Bates and Jen McGeehan from the San Bernardino National Forest Association for joining us. Allison is the association's deputy director, and Jen is the retail manager and buyer for the association. If you want more information about volunteering with the San Bernardino National Forest Association at fire lookouts or doing trail work, or you want to learn more about the Children's Forest or what's going on at the Big Bear Discovery Center, go to www.sbnfa.org. Again, that's www.sbnfa.org for San Bernardino National Forest Association. You can also go to www.nationalforestassociation.org. That's nationalforestassociation.org. And for all kinds of forest-related gifts, souvenirs, and books, and the location of the 7 San Bernardino National Forest Association Adventure Outpost stores, go to adventureoutpost.org. That's www.adventureoutpost.org. And you can always call the San Bernardino National Forest Association at the Big Bear Discovery Center at area code 909-382-2790. That's 909-382-2790. All of this information can be found at the Tree Huggers International website at www.treehuggersintl.com. You can also access the Tree Huggers International page from the FM 94.9 website at www.fm949sd.com. The opinions and views expressed on Tree Huggers International do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of FM 94.9 or Lincoln Financial Media. And as producer, I am solely responsible for this program's content. Questions, complaints, concerns, compliments, you can email me at tommy@fm949sd.com. Also at the Tree Huggers International website, you can listen to and download previous editions of the show. You can see photos and read more about the stories discussed. And new shows are always made available via podcast. www.treehuggersintl.com. That's treehuggersintl.com. This is Tommy Howe for Tree Huggers International from the studios of KBZT, FM 94.9 in San Diego. We'll be back same time next Sunday morning with another take on natural science and environmental affairs as we continue our mission to preserve parks, wildlands, and special places on Tree Huggers International. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and be well.